And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah,
the
I'm podcast. Kind of embarrassed to sing along with
Not
your song.
Bubba, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
The podcast this week is sponsored by Pickle Jar. Pickle Jar is like that amazing friend that everybody has that always knows about new music before anybody else, and they're bragging about it, and they're like, hey, I liked that band before they were cool. Plus, you could see exclusive videos, pictures, and all that stuff. Enter to win flyaway experiences, tickets to VIP events. Get it today. If you have an iPhone or a Droid, get it right meow. Picklejar.com.
Get that rolling.
I had to get it out of the way.
I'm gonna keep it out of the way.
Sneak that in, man.
I'm keep a list of how many times it's said.
You know, we actually have. This is how big it, we're so excited. Okay, Big D, go ahead and do the intro because I got something I have to find.
Of the guys?
Yeah.
Kevin Heffernan and Paul Soder from Broken Lizard Comedy Troupe. You know, I'm from Super Troopers. Also, the new movie called. Quasi.
Yeah.
Quasi. Big D did not see it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Quasi. Yeah, I wasn't there last night.
Oh, you missed a good time.
I heard it was
hilarious.
We had
some good laughs last night.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
It's good.
It's kind of Super Troopers meets Notre Hunchback.
Yeah, exactly. It's Super Troopers meets Monty Python or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hunchback
Big D
and
is
Notre
a
Dame.
Huge Monty Python and the Holy Grail fan, so I told him this morning he
Are
needs
you?
To see it. Yeah.
Good
oh,
for
yeah.
you, man.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
They don't really make kind of costume period piece comedies, and that's what
yeah,
we grew
right.
up with, and that's, you know, we wanted to be Monty Python, so this finally, after all these years into our career, somebody let us do the thing we wanted to do in the first place.
Wigs and accents.
Well, I love that you said after Super Troopers 2, they immediately came and said, why don't you guys make Super Troopers 3?
Yeah, because that's what they do.
No, we have this better idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that's not at all like
that's
what we normally do.
Nothing to do at all, yeah. But we'll be there.
We're going to do a period piece, and we're all going to speak with British accents, but it's going to be in France, and we'll do, and it'll be the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And they're like, yeah, now, yeah. Can you do Super Troopers 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the thing, you realize, like, okay, well, you have audiences like we've been doing this tour, and audiences like last night, and they're prepped for that difference because they've now seen a poster, they've seen a trailer. Mm-hmm. But when we first did these test screenings where they just recruit an audience, you'd have somebody come in and they maybe knew Broken Lizard, they maybe knew Super Troopers, but you sit them down and that movie starts and people were so confused. Where am I? When am I? Are the Broken Lizard guys going to show up? I mean, because we're all like weird wigs and costumes.
So Quasi is, it's going to be on Hulu.
Yeah.
On 420. So go ahead and we're telling you right now, you need to go ahead and, if it's on the selection, add it to your list, put it in your favorites, the whole thing. That way you don't miss it because it's going to be really funny. But I wanted to bring this up and get this out of the way too. This is again how big of fans we've been for a long time. Going into a commercial break, our announcer David Angel would say things like this.
Call Big D and Bubba right meow.
We paid to have that cut and produced. That is the thing that is in the rotation still.
Yeah. When in the movie, did you get a feeling that it was going to be the most quotable thing?
No, I mean, that was a thing. Like, we wrote that scene and you'd give it to like a movie executive. And they're like, what the hell is this? You know, and they look, it's like a guy saying meow over and over on a page. And they're like, you're not going to do this. You know?
Wait, so the joke is, it's supposed to be now, but it's meow.
Yeah.
And you guys think that that's funny?
Yeah.
Like, it made us laugh.
Yeah, we think it's funny.
The five of you write the scripts as well, right?
So everything is us just trying to make each other laugh. So for us, it's like, all right, well, as long as we got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
So is that something you guys did amongst yourselves? But like somebody would make a joke and say, okay, get up. Because I know we've done it where we've been introducing things on stage and Big D's like, all right, slide in the word pirate ship.
Right.
And, you know, $10. And we go up and do that. Is that kind of where the you know, genesis of Write Meow came from?
Yeah, I mean, totally.
And we were in a hotel room, you know, because we were still trying to get stuff made. We had no money. We were, you know, out of college and
five dudes in a hotel.
Yeah,
in a motel
and stuff,
room. Yeah.
Five of us in a travel lodge, and you end up spending the whole night just getting really like stupid and just trying to make each other laugh. And I think somebody had just said meow, maybe had like as a mistake. And then it just became this, oh man, what could you imagine if that's every time you said now, it came out meow, and people would get so confused. And then we'd say it to each other. And then we realized, like, there's probably somebody trying to sleep in the next room and hearing all these guys be like, hey, meow, yeah, I'll go over to the fridge, give me another beer right now. Ah! Like laughing and screaming and imagining, like, at what point are we going to get a phone call from the lobby from the kid doing the graveyard shift downstairs being like, ah, we're getting complaints that you guys are just yelling meow at each other really loud.
And the guy in the scene is Jim Gaffigan.
Wait, bro, I was going to say, I'm so glad you guys are willing to talk about this, because you know who doesn't like to talk about it?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, we had him on the show and tried to, like, oh my God, by the way, I know you're a super famous comedian, but you're like the right meow guy.
Yeah.
That's you. He didn't want any part of that, man.
It's interesting.
Yeah, because he came back and did the sequel. And by that time, he was like a big, star. And he was like flying private jets around. He landed in his private jet and then came over and did the thing for us. And then he moved on.
But that's the nice thing is, and fine, he can whatever and not want to talk about it. But, like Brian Cox, who played O'Hagan, has now become an incredibly famous, successful actor. This show, Succession.
Yeah.
And he was promoting Succession on Jimmy Fallon. And they spent the first 10 minutes talking about Super Troopers, and he was happy to do that. And we were like,
oh, yeah.
That's so cool that he still loves talking about those movies.
As soon as the movie starts, Quasi, the first thing you hear is that voice. Yeah. And you're like, oh, Brian Cox, this is so awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing, because for, like, whatever, 3 months, it was my voice in there. And my voice is not as good as
Brian
Cox's.
No offense, but no.
Yeah.
And then, you were the original narrator?
I was, yeah. Well, just, for, like, temporary reasons.
Yeah, like a placeholder.
Until we got somebody,
Gotcha.
Yeah. And we figured we'd hire, like, a sound-alike, Ian McKellen or something like that or whatever. And then they said, why don't we reach out to Brian Cox? And I'm like, oh, okay, and we did. We reached out to him. And so he's recording like a McDonald's commercial in the studio.
He's the voice of McDonald's.
Oh, he is. That guy's printing money.
Yeah, he's cashing checks.
Which is cool, though, because he's an older dude. Like, you don't see that kind of Hollywood trajectory where somebody turns 60 plus, and then all of a sudden
he's super, he's in everything.
Yeah. And he's living it, because he was like, let's get this over with. I'm going to Acapulco tomorrow with my family.
Says Acapulco anymore?
Acapulco.
Who says Acapulco? Like, no one says that. That used to be like the place. Like, oh, that's right. Like,
well,
no,
that's where the love boat would dock.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's true. When we were kids, that was the most exotic place you could think of. Yes.
But for British people, it's the same. It's still that way, man.
Going to Silver Dollar City. Need to hurry it up, boys. Thank you.
Heck of a resort there.
I'm on my way to Henderson, Nevada
for a spa day.
Yeah. Can't wait to get on the Grizzly River Rampage.
Yes, I understand the topper. We call it the topper, where we're always just trying to make each other laugh. And we have to kind of rein it in sometimes.
Well, it's a dude thing.
It's a dude thing.
Yeah.
But
that's, I think, has been the secret to, I think, the reason we've been able to do this for so long is, even if our stuff's not the most polished or not, like, got mass appeal, I think people watch it and you get that sense of like, oh yeah, this is the way I am with my buddies. And if we were doing stuff, this is what it would look like and sound like. And I think that's been our secret.
I watched the movie last night. Again, Quasi, Hulu, telling you, bookmark this thing. You don't want to miss it. I watched it, and then you guys came out and did a Q&A after. And I was sitting there going, I want to do a movie with my friends. I was like, well, I kind of already do it. I do the radio show with my friends. But I was like, that's got to be the best.
Yeah.
Like, everybody always asks us, is this the best job ever? I'm like, yeah, because it's not a job. We come in and we just make each other laugh every day.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the equivalent of what we do, but on film.
Yeah. No, and it's great because this movie particularly good because we had gone, the last movie we did was like 5 years ago, Super Troopers 2. Everyone went and did some other things. And we came back together to make this movie. And we hadn't worked together in a while, So it was fun that you kind of got back together with your buddies. And it was, we had a blast just kind of making it. Now the tour is nice because this is the time. We've all got families and kids and whatever. And we don't get together like we used to. And this is the nice time where we can go around and hang out.
Yeah.
Plus for years that was, it was in Zoom rooms, and still fun. And we're still able to kind of capture the same energy. But yeah, putting us back into a room together, you're like, oh, no, this is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going over, looking at some of the. I didn't see Beer Fest.
Do yourself a favor.
Okay,
You can like it.
You don't like beer?
Do you like beer?
Big D doesn't drink.
No. I have to do my brother-in-law favor, Peter, who was with me last night, because he gets irritated because they keep talking about Super Troopers 3, and he's like, damn it, I want Beer Fest 2, man. There's so much you could do.
I know.
So much has changed in the culture since Beer Fest.
I know.
Well, you could just do Pot Fest.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we did the Dukes of Hazzard and we met Willie Nelson and we shot Beer Fest and we asked Willie to come do a cameo. And so he came to do a cameo at the end of Beer Fest, and we made a joke, you know, coming soon, Weed Fest. And it was just a joke because we had Willie, you know. And so, but it really blew up. Like, people were like, when are you making the thing? Is Willie going to do it?
Yeah, they're wanting it.
Yeah. And so I think Willie turns 90 like next week or something that. And I think Jay was talking to him and was like, we got to get this going if you want to come do this with us.
Wow.
And
it's an awkward conversation.
Yeah, awkward.
I don't know if you know Willie, but you're going
to
be dead soon. So we need to.
Well, I mean, it's his 90th birthday, and he's doing back-to-back shows at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
So that, to me, tells me he's going to live forever.
Yeah, he will.
Like, he's just.
Yeah. But he might not want to hang out with us, though.
Right.
I love watching Willie and you know, with him and his sons when they play. He's got what's his the one that's the most famous for singing?
Lucas.
Lucas.
Yes.
So Lucas is sounds the most like Willie.
Yeah.
And then his other son, I think the youngest, when they're playing there, like you know, some classic Willie Nelson. I forget the video now, but. They're sitting around playing, and I always feel so bad for the youngest one because he really doesn't look like them. He doesn't sound like them.
Yeah.
Like, and he kind of, and you can see that there's this energy between the oldest son and Willie.
Right.
And it's just not there with this other one. It's like he's kind of the stepkid.
Where did I go wrong with this one?
Yeah.
What happened?
The younger one was probably in the way. Go away, boy. We're trying to play.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some of that going
on. I think Willie's been married like 6 times and has like 9 kids or something like that.
He does. We had one of his daughter's songs in Super Troopers 2. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Can you guys, have you ever gotten a ticket since Troopers came out?
A what?
A speeding ticket.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
But,
well, no. I mean, you get pulled over, you don't get tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
You get out of them. Yeah.
I have occasionally, and that's the weird thing, is it, like, happens enough that the cop is a fan that I now, in my mind, when I get pulled over, I think I'm not going to get a ticket. So when I do,
surprisingly,
I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
How do you slide into getting out of it in case they don't recognize you? Because when you see you're not in a uniform.
You have to subtly. Here's how I did one. We were thrown out the first pitch at the San Diego Padres game. And so we were driving from L.A. I was driving from L.A. down to San Diego, and I was late. So I was, you know, I was speeding a little bit. And I got about half an hour outside of San Diego, and the cop pulled me over. And we started talking, and he said, you know, where are you going? I said, I'm going down to the San Diego Padres game. And he said, well, why are you in such a hurry? I said, well, I'm throwing out the first pitch at the game, and I'm running late. He said, who are you to throw out the first pitch at a Padres game? I said, well, I made a movie called Super Troopers. And he looked at me, and he's like, hold on a second. And he left, and he came back, and he looked at me, and he said, good luck. Go ahead. You need an escort.
Did you get an escort?
Yeah, and I wanted to get away from him, so I was like, I'm cool.
I
said, no, thank you very much. He goes, all right, good luck. And so I go, and I get to the stadium, and there are two cops standing outside the stadium when I showed up. And I walked up to them, and they're like, oh, thank God you made it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it went out over the radio that Favre got pulled over on the way down to the game. And everyone heard that you were coming. So we want to make sure you made
bulletin.
It.
Yeah. There was an APB.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, great.
So, you know, there are little ways. That yeah. You can.
Have you guys ever gone on like ride-alongs with like cops and just been a part of their night or their day?
Not like for a whole night or whatever. We've rode along with guys, you know, in their cars and stuff like that. But
it's
not,
fun.
Not on the job, really. You know what I mean? But
Big D has a fake cop car.
I have a fake. It's a real cop
one.
Car.
It's a real one, but it's not a cop car. Yeah.
Okay. I bought a Tahoe. I bought a PP police pursuit vehicle.
Okay.
It's this father and son in Florida, and they are troopers. And on the side, they sell this is your next movie.
Yeah.
They on the side sell slightly used police vehicles, and they have Tahoes, It depends on whatever around the country. They have different types of cars. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be an Explorer. It may be whatever. They have cars. They have trucks, SUVs, the whole
thing. And people
thing.
Collect them and stuff, yeah.
And so they sell them is what they do. So they buy them.
They refurbish them and make them not look them. Like cop cars, but they kind of
they put like nice like seats. Cars. They take the plastic seats out and they put like real back seats in.
We Some did it for Super Troopers 2, like we did a crowdfunding thing, and we auctioned off one of the Super Troopers police cars. And some guy bought it for $25,000,
and
we had to ship it cross country.
Yeah, and then we're like, "Oh my god, somebody stepped up and paid that much money. Let's sell another one." But then the first guy got mad because he he paid that money because he thought there was only one. So we're like, "Oh, I see. No, we can't."
But it didn't run. It didn't even run. So, but
buyer beware.
He paid $25,000 for a car that didn't even run.
Yeah, just because it was painted like a Vermont. It was painted, you know, from the movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly the way the Vermont cars are, though, right?
It's pretty close. Like, they didn't want us to use their exact stuff. Like, I remember, like, I, you know, in those days, we did all the producing stuff. So I called up this guy who was a colonel. I guess he's a colonel in the state trooper department.
Okay.
And I told him, you know, we're making this movie, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, look, I read your script. It's funny. You know, I'm sure it's going to be a good movie. But I don't want my name to be the name written on that document that gave you permission to make that. So I'm never going to give you permission to do it. And we're like, oh, okay. And so we had to alter. We altered the badges and we altered things to make it, you know, so we had wouldn't to get sued by them.
We had to do a thing kind of like that years ago where we were doing a thing for breast cancer awareness where we were collecting bras and we wanted to stretch them from one side of the Mississippi River to the other.
That's like Hands Across America. Yeah, bras across America.
The cops wouldn't let us do it. The state police were like, no, we're not going to do it. It is an interstate because we wanted to use I-10 over the bridge in Baton Rouge. And they were like, yeah, we're not going to shut down a lane of an interstate for you guys. And then shortly thereafter, like what, 3-4 days later, one of the higher-ups in the state police organization had his wife get diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
They changed everything. They said, what do you guys want?
Closed a lane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Crossed a bridge. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay.
And they let us do it.
I don't think you could ever do that again. I don't think. No. It's just, man,
why? Just because of the logistics of closing the highway, or
because people are too they're too weak.
The bra thing
too afraid to put their name on it.
Someone's gonna get hurt. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah. Everything
I want
to liability. It's
liability. That's what it is.
Right. I mean, they say it all the time about movies made 20 years ago. And Super Troopers was more than 20 years ago.
Yeah,
a
little more.
You think you could make that movie the exact same way today?
Probably. I mean, you probably could change some jokes and stuff like that here and there. But I don't know,
man. In Quasi, there's some pretty great, really offensive, awesome jokes.
There's some offensive stuff.
I mean, there's some really great offensive stuff. That
but we haven't figured out if we're getting backlash yet on that.
Yeah,
but
you're still early in the game here. I'm showing it to theaters full of super fans.
Yeah. Well, these guys really behind the scenes stuff, they totally loved. Like, they came in there like, Bubba and Patrick were like, man, that movie was really,
I'm not just saying this
really
y'all here.
Good. It was really funny.
Good.
I'm really glad I didn't take my wife, because she would not have appreciated. She wouldn't have been offended, but she just would not have appreciated it as much.
What
as
is the movie about?
Well, it's kind of it's kind of a bastardization of us doing a Quasimodo story. So it's about a hunchback, but it's really about this kind of lovable loser hunchback who finds himself caught in this this plot where the king and the pope hate each other, and he's the pawn in the middle of them. And so he ends up kind of falling in love with the queen and being caught in this conflict where he has to get himself out of it. So,
so it's like a weird love triangle, and you've got the other. Yeah,
right.
And I don't want to give away the plot twist because that is
don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. It is so great.
Yeah, I know there's something because Bubba's like, how about that end or something like that? Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that was great.
You need to be sitting down for
that. What I enjoyed, though, it's funny because, like, watching, like, even if you go and watch the Quasi trailer, there's some great lines that they put in the movie. And, like, it's not mud. I mean, that was such a great line, and it works so
good.
And
it was still funny. I watched the trailer 3 times, and I kept thinking, are these jokes are great? One, are these the only jokes in the movie? No, luckily they weren't. Because we've all seen that movie where we're like,
2 minutes of all the jokes in the movie.
Jokes were in the trailer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, are those lines still going to be funny in Oh, yes, every one of them.
Did you film it in France?
No, shot in L.A. Yeah,
I was ready to go to France, and this guy's like, "Nah, we'll make it happen in L.A. Come on, I want to sleep in my bed at night." And I was like, "Come on!" But it was amazing that we were able to find a movie ranch where we could build these sets, and it was nice.
So you had to build all the stuff, or was some of it already there?
We shot in this movie ranch that was about an hour north of L.A. where they shoot like SEAL Team. They shot American Sniper there. And it's like a Middle East village, like a standing Middle East village. And so we went in there and then just turned it into a medieval village and put
very
fake
similar
castle behind it and stuff.
It's nice that you don't have to build structures. You just have to reskin them.
And then you put straw on the roofs. And then,
the people who do that, I'd love to watch a documentary on how they do all that.
Well, when you go to the studios and you see the neighborhoods of all your favorite shows, you see the houses. But what you don't realize is the back half of that house is a completely different style house.
Yeah.
So they can do exterior shots of different parts of the country and whatever it is. And then they come in and they'll change the shrubbery out.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll put fences up and they'll do all this stuff to make it look different. So they're using the same street over and over and over and you never know it.
Yeah. And we do that in the movie. We redress. Like the castle, that's the king's castle, is the same room as the torture chamber.
Is it really?
Yeah, so it's the same big room, and we shot the torture chamber in the beginning of the shoot, and then while we were outside, they rebuilt the castle, the king's castle, inside the thing, and then we did it in there.
And that's, cool, different thing for us. Most of what we have done are practical locations. Okay, we're just going to use this building, we're going to use this house. For Slam and Salmon, we built that restaurant on the soundstage, but it does make the whole thing more fun and exciting when you have people who are constructing entire worlds and doing research about the costumes from 13th century and the
and
torture
the costumes
devices.
Were really good, by the way.
They were great. But the other fun thing is, and you guys, we were shooting this movie between seasons of Tacoma FD.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the same people, the people who built our fire station and the people who do our fire costumes, they got to do this medieval thing and they went bananas. They were like, it was such a different thing. Instead of building the fire station, they go and they built this torture chamber, and it was like, wow, they loved it. So it was really, they're so excited to do that.
I want to give a shout out for Tacoma FD again as the volunteer firefighter of our crew. It is so fun. And we've had you on the show a couple times, you and Steve, talking about the show. It is so good.
Yeah, and Soder's been a writer. He's been a writer since the season one. He's a producer on the show, and he does a character, Wolf Boykins, on the show.
Yeah, the marshal, the fire marshal or whatever? Or?
He
ends up kind of
things.
Morphing into just whatever kind of semi-bureaucratic, whatever the dude who
the guy
who's
we
not
all
great.
Love to
Yes.
Like wherever you'd end up throwing that guy. And so that's the funny thing. There's almost no continuity. It's like you just, okay, what would be a jerky kind of thing for him to do. Okay, so now this is his job, this is his role. But it's a blast. And I think it was part of then why it was fun to go and play the Pope, because playing a jerk, playing like a bad guy, playing anybody who's supposed to be unlikable is actually really, really fun. And in Quasi, we all play multiple roles. And both of my guys are kind of villains, one a real proper villain and one just kind of an asshole. And it made the whole thing a lot of fun.
And we got the Tacoma people into the, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, just about everybody was in there.
Yeah, which was fun. Because they were between seasons too, and it was like, hey, guys, come up and do a couple things, and instead of wearing the firefighter uniforms.
They all dressed as torturers.
Raised my hand because there was a question I wanted to ask, but it was already the end. Who kept the scrotum?
I don't. There were three
the prosthetic.
Of them. There were three of them. One got totally destroyed. Like it got ripped apart. Because they had to put I guess spoiler alert, but they had to put a nail, like a washer inside of it, so that you could nail it. And so that got ripped apart. And then one of them disappeared. And we think, did I tell that story last night about the studio guys showing up on the set?
No.
Did I tell
please
a story?
Do.
We were shooting that scene.
It was a torture scene.
It's
Big
a torture
D.
scene with a scrotum. I'll go that far. Okay. And so we had to make these big rubber, scrotums that could stretch and whatever. And so scroti, I guess.
Scroti.
Which turns out has to be custom made. You can't just go to Amazon and get a stretchable rubber scrotum.
Which is funny because in those meetings it would be like, you'd have to, design it and say, oh, more wrinkles or whatever it is. So there's all these people like being very technical about it, you know. But anyway, we heard the studio was coming to visit, and these are the executives, the presidents, the, you know, the guys in suits, and they picked a day to come. And we looked at what the schedule was, and I said, "Oh man, it's the day. It's the scrotum day. They're showing up.
That's the day you want the suits on set."
We're like, "They're going to pull the plug on us."
It's
man.
Better that than everybody's family and kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were there too. Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
But if they're going to pull the plug on us, we're sure about it. And they came. We started shooting the scene, and like between takes, we looked out. In the crowd, and in the back of the crowd were the suits, and they had scrotum in their hands, and they were like draping it on their shoulders, taking selfies of themselves with the scrotum.
Oh, you're good. You're
right. We know we're awesome. Right. We're we knew you were right. Like the suits were doing
it. Searchlight, and that's always been a funny thing that they do our movies, because most of what they do are kind of art house films. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's always like, do these guys really want to be in business with us? And that was the moment where we realized. Mm-hmm. They get a kick out of it because everything else they do is actually pretty elevated,
so
pretty proper, pretty
right.
serious, dramatic,
right.
and then
hey,
they get to go, yeah, whack around a rubber scrotum for sure.
That's so gross. So,
but it's hilarious. I'm telling you, watch Quasi.
I don't want to give away too much of the movie because we saw it and it's not out yet. But rather than talk about specific jokes or things, just to talk about you guys with the horrible but yet hilarious accents.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That were in and out.
Yeah, they were in and out.
Nobody's accents.
It was like watching Robin Hood, the one with
Kevin Costner. Yeah. We made fun of Jay. Like, Jay Chandrasekhar plays the king, and his accent changed from scene to scene. So, like, he was a different character. Like, he was the guy from Star Wars, like the evil guy from Star Wars for a while, and then he was, you know, like Hugh Grant, and then he was like, whatever. And
but
we just
British,
made fun of him.
He's supposed to be a French
king. Yeah, kind of British, kind of.
Well, we wanted to still be able to throw the funny, like, emphasis on French words. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, if we had French accents, A, it would have been terrible because nobody could have done it. But then you wouldn't still have the fun of suddenly somebody saying, you know, dangereux, sacre bleu. Like, you couldn't really make a meal out of those things if you were just speaking like that all the time.
Right.
So, yeah. But we had a dialect coach, guys, and I worked very hard. So I take umbrage.
You did not have a dialect.
Yes, we did. Yeah, to make sure we weren't. Well.
I loved the Queen's accent. She did a very good job.
Very
and she
good job.
Stayed in it most of
pretty
the time.
Much, yeah, pretty yeah. much. She did a pretty good job.
It's important.
Adrian
Palicki. So you want to make sure that you have the accent correct for the movie with the rubber scrotum.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know? For your correct, incorrect accents. Like, if you're going to do an English accent in this French movie, at least it's going to be the right English accent.
That's right.
How much did you guys love Monty Python growing up and just the because it was such a weird, like, when I was seeing it in high school, it was always kind of the weird kids who were into it.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like the kids who were into, drama.
Sure.
You know, the acting kids.
D&D.
Yeah, D&D kids, yes. LARPers.
Lightning bolt.
But when you realize just how well, when you look back on that, how well done that.
They did it in 6 days.
Yeah. So and no one had done it before, that kind of stuff before either, which was, as a movie, you know what I mean? So, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, jeez.
I was in Scotland. And the castle they used for all the castle scenes in the movie, because it's the same castle and everything, is also, if I'm not mistaken, that was Game of Thrones, Winterfell.
It was Winterfell.
Oh, was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm listening, and they give you options to listen on the little tour.
Yeah.
You know, as you're going by, you have the guided tour. One of them is like it might have been Kip from Game of Thrones, and the other one was Cleese. And I'm like, I'm listening to Cleese.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and it was so fun to hear him talk. For however long I toured the place, all about the movie, and I'm like, "This is so great!
That's
this is
pretty
history.
Great. I want to do that. Jeez,
oh, it's super fun. Cool."
And you just think about the genius of the comedy, like even with the holy hand grenade and the guy reading the instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, upon but not before
four, three,
for going to two, but right before. It's just so
six
well.
Is right out.
Right. It's just a bunny.
I just heard the Pope. It was weird.
Yeah, it's so great. I don't want to jump ahead. I mean, we're kind of pushing this one about Quasi, but is there another, kind of looking forward to another script, writing, screenplay?
Well, we're going to do Super Troopers 3 next, I think. So that was kind of the deal. Like, we would do this one. And
this is
would,
how you get them in.
Yeah, right.
Like, you would, let us make our dumb little period movie.
Yeah, and then we're going to do that one. And so we're, you know, many drafts into that.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get that kind of in the pipeline this in the next month or so.
But we have more scripts like Quasi that are historical. So yeah, the dream would be like, okay, do one of the kind of bigger, more expected ones, and then alternate with some of these more offbeat, off-brand
kind
ones.
Of boutique stuff almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it easier to get movies made now that, like, with Hulu and things like
not
that?
Really. Not really. No. It's like people, they don't want to spend that money because, like, the theater stuff's not back yet, and that was always the way they gauged their success. They don't know how to make money yet off streaming. So they're still figuring that out.
Yeah, I saw, like, even Disney lost, like, $1.5 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming around. I mean, Netflix and those kind of guys are making money because of the worldwide thing. And that's why, I I've been a Hulu guy from the beginning.
Yeah.
I do the Hulu Plus and the whole, I got rid of cable a long time ago. And I'm so stoked. If I didn't have Hulu, I would absolutely sign up just so I could watch this movie again. And I'm not kidding.
Yes,
it's funny, and I can't wait to have my son was going to go with me.
Yeah,
he's 17, and I was going to have him go with me to watch the movie, and he wasn't feeling well, so I'm so bummed that he didn't get to see it because he would have died.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have been able to watch it. So
it's great in that crowd too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. With a laughing, big laughing crowd like that.
On 420, I'm going to make sure that he and I watch it together and get that whole thing because I want to see his reactions. I mean, there's some really funny stuff that I can't wait for him. I can't wait to see how he responds to it.
I don't know if I should say this in front of you guys because you work in movies and everything, but I can't remember the last time I was at a theater.
I know it. Yeah.
I still go a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be more than 5 years since I've gone to a theater to
see
a movie.
You haven't seen Top Gun?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think
that got me back
into
the theater.
The last time I went to the theater was the ninth Star Wars, the last one. When was that? Like 2018?
I don't remember.
Something like that.
That
whatever
was
episode
though.
9
what
was. Yeah, pre COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
That's probably the last time.
No, comedies haven't come back either yet. There's no comedies in the theater that are making money yet.
See,
there hasn't been one really.
Around here, the theaters were still open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could go, but they had like, you know, major separation between everybody.
Yeah.
And the movies that were out, you know, were forgotten. But you know what? I was just going anyway because I didn't. During that time, during the lockdowns, you were just reaching for some normalcy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
no
so I never quit on the movie. So I love him.
I went and saw John Wick 4 last week.
Mm-hmm. I saw it. Yeah.
I thought it was. I'm a fan.
I
thought that was too much.
It's too long. But I loved there's some scenes in that thing that just blow your mind.
But that's what we talked about is that, like, I think the greatest set pieces are toward the end of the movie, but I had kind of gotten into this fatigue state where my eyes were starting to glaze over.
Yes.
And we were saying, if all that stuff had happened 20 minutes ago, I still would have been like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, to me, it was just like, okay, he shot a bunch of people. They all came and he shot and he killed them.
Yeah.
And then more people come and I was like, oh, God, I saw this.
It was Game of Death.
It was just too much. But I realized watching the theater is that at home, I always have the captioning on.
Yeah.
And so I can read it. I have a sound bar.
Yeah.
But in the theater, you don't have that. And I missed it.
No, really?
I did. I was thinking about this. If someone could invent glasses, you know, like the old 3D glasses.
Oh, like
AR. Put them on and off.
Yeah, they'd be augmented reality glasses.
So you put them on, and for just you would have the closed captioning
at the bottom of the thing.
But not for everyone else.
Sure.
Or maybe they want to have it in another language. Or,
yeah. No, my wife does that when she watches Game of Thrones because you can't
the accents. I can't understand it. I did the same thing with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay.
Not even halfway through. I'm 20 minutes into it. And I'm like, what am I doing? And I just turned it off.
Yeah.
I've gone back now and watched it with subtitles. But then you find myself like going up and down, back, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to it now. I'm mostly deaf because we wear headphones all the time. So when I'm sitting at home, for me to have the movie loud enough to where I can hear all the dialogue, every time a song comes on, it blows the walls off. But so I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to put
no
the
walls?
Subtitles on. Yeah.
No, weird.
It's crazy.
The I can't get used to the captions thing. I mean, when my kids come over, they want to watch movies with captions.
Mine too. Yeah.
And really? I don't know why that is. It's a generational thing.
Well, everything on TikTok has captions.
Yeah.
Even on our, Instagram Reels and Facebooks, yeah, we put captions on all of it because that helps them.
Oh, I knew we had it there, but I just didn't know why we did.
It's a thing. People do it.
Well, it's also because, like, my kids will watch a movie and do something else at the same time. You know, like, mm-hmm. they'll watch a movie and be playing a video game. You know, it's like this kind of thing. You know? And they're like, it's crazy.
That's nice. Yeah, I do that. That's why I don't like watching movies in other languages because – Because when there's no dialogue and I have to read the subtitles,
right?
I'm like, oh man, I actually have to pay attention to this.
Focus on this thing.
Okay.
Is Troopers 3 going to still be like? Is it good in Vermont? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. We're still working on it, but yeah, it's kind of picks up where we left off in the last one.
Okay.
So we are the Vermont State Troopers again. Yeah,
love it.
Did you think when you were making that first movie that you would make a sequel that much later?
Like, oh no way! I mean, we didn't even think that movie would get into theaters, you know what I mean, or whatever. Like if it was one theater and my mom saw it, I would have been psyched about it. You know?
Was it released to all theaters, or was it kind of a, it was some, and then
it had a pretty good release, like pretty wide release.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 1800 or 1800. Yeah, something like that. And then, and nobody knew who we were. But so they put us on a tour bus, and we traveled around for 6 weeks in our uniforms and did screenings to get, like, word of mouth going, and then it did all right in the theater. But it was all about DVDs. It was like, people discovered it, you know, sitting around in their dorm rooms or with their buddies or in their living rooms or whatever
Bubba's
it was.
My buddy went with me last night to the show on his very first deployment to the Middle East.
Yeah.
They only had one DVD to watch because it was early on, and they had Super Troopers on repeat. He said they wouldn't even stop it. It was just on continuous. So for months, you could just walk in and out. It never stopped 24/7. You could walk in or out and just pick up wherever you are. And he's like, man, we knew that movie like the back of our hands.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy last night at the after party who was in Afghanistan, and they just had it in a tent. And it would just kind of, you'd kind of walk into the tent and watch for a little while and walk out of the tent. It was just on, which is cool. I mean, that's
I wonder if they were there at the same time.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Well, make sure you see it. It's a Quasi on Hulu.
Quasi.
Can you give us just a little bit of the Pope? Because that really was my favorite. just if
there is Quasi, this fun, funny little movie coming out on 420. And I can't think why they would have us on that date. Is there some significance to that number?
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're gonna want to come back to this podcast after the movie.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you.
We'll come back.
Get on Hulu. If you don't have it right now, get it because 420 just right around the corner this next week. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to make sure you watch Quasi. It's worth it just for that.
You know, also, I'll tell you, Tacoma FD, new season. Comes out this summer.
Oh, really?
So we finished it. Yeah, we finished editing a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, because it's been, what, 2 years since the season?
Yeah, we finished airing it a year and 18 months ago.
Okay.
It's annoying.
Wow.
But it's done.
All right.
We got to get it out there, man.
Can't wait.
Come back for Super Troopers 3.
Okay.
And we'll get some of our cop buddies to come and just freak out.
Okay.
Yeah, police escort. Yeah. Police escort here the whole way.
We're in a little town inside of the town where they have a police force. There's like 19 guys that work there, and they're all like buddies. They take care of the studio and make sure everything's safe and everything.
That's nice.
Yeah, they would flip out. Oh, good. I knew you guys were here.
That whole thing with the lady who was sleeping with the entire force, is that a police escort?
That's a pretty good job.
It is.
No, that happened.
Yeah, wow.
That happened.
No, not that police force. Different police force, but we get it, Bubba.
But that was a double entendre, as we would have said.
That was a double entendre.
It's fun to say these things with a French accent.
Right. It is, like croissant. I like to say croissant.
Croissant. Over and over and over.
Croissant.
Kevin. All right, Paul, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Quasi on Hulu. Check it out on 420.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.